BBC Radio Norfolk. There are claims that people who use mental health services in Norfolk are frightened by the scale of the cuts. The Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust has to save £40 million in the next 4 years, and campaigners say that closing inpatient beds and cutting staff could have tragic consequences. Earlier on, I spoke to Terry Skirm, who works in the crisis resolution team within the Trust.
The kind of support they've had in the past no longer exists. They are without the community support that they had, you know, the named care coordinator. There are 200 to 300 unallocated cases in each community mental health team. The community mental health teams have been reduced from 3 to 2, and people are getting very anxious, and I think they're also finding it very hard to access help when they're in an urgent situation.
Well, Cathy Chapman is Director of Operations at the Trust and is responsible for Norfolk and Waveney. She spoke to me earlier and said they are under increasing pressure.
There is an increase in demand, and it is a national picture. And so at the same time as us having to manage with fewer staff, we are facing an increase in demand for our services, particularly for people in a crisis.
Well, joining me in the studio now is Jonathan Fagg, who's the Norwich CCG Chief Executive, that's Clinical Commissioning Group, who now hold the purse strings and they buy the mental health services for the area they cover. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we've heard about the increasing pressure, and obviously cost is a big issue here. Cathy was saying that, you know, they're under a lot of pressure finance-wise.
Yeah, and money is part of the picture in looking at the quality of services. I suppose to establish the real facts on this, Norfolk is about in line with the national average in terms of levels of investment in mental health. I'm not saying it's enough, but broadly we're in line with the rest of the country. In terms of the budget for next year, certainly Norwich and I believe the other CCGs have protected the budget for mental health service for the next 2 years. So it's not going down. But
does it need to go up with the increasing number of people needing mental health?
So you have some cost pressures, you have inflation that affects the NHS like anybody else. You have a small increase in the number of people wanting to access services. So mental health service budgets have been protected, but they aren't rising as fast as inflation, and that does create a cost pressure. It's not just mental health trusts that are facing that. There are financial pressures across the public sector. The hospital, the community trust, mental health trust are all being asked to find 3-4% of efficiency savings every year, and that is a challenge and does get harder each year.
And across the Norwich area where you cover, yeah, are there significant increases in the number of people needing help?
We are seeing some increase. It's around 1-2%, and we're picking some of that up in what we call demographic growth. So there's a small increase in the budget for mental health this year to try and cope with the increasing numbers. Norwich is quite a high spender on mental health services compared to the rest of the county, but we have quite a high demand for it. Looking at the areas we're looking to invest in, you've talked about out-of-county inpatient beds, for example. We don't want any patients to be put in a bed outside the county. This is a good clinical reason for doing it, a really specialist need.
We heard about 13 people at the moment are sent away out of the county, quite a long way away sometimes,
yes,
as
yes.
Well. I mean, Cathy Chapman said this should come to an end at some point soon. It's not a long-term solution, but how concerned are you that people are being sent away?
We are, and we've made some investments. So we would like to see no patients out of county during this coming year, and we've made an investment for what we call step-down beds, which will increase the local bed capacity. We don't think it's acceptable for patients to be out of county unless there's a good clinical reason for it, and we're looking to eradicate that this year with the Trust.
Okay, and what about the anxiety levels that people are experiencing? We've heard that various people who use the services are feeling frightened, they're feeling anxious about the future. Is that something you're hearing?
Yes, and it is a concern, and I think it's the problem is when the narrative all becomes about significant cuts to mental health services, people become very worried, and understandably so. We do need to do better. We're protecting the budget. The budgets aren't being cut, but we need to find ways of investing more in mental health services. I think Cathy talks more about parity of esteem.
Yes, I was reading about this last night when I was sort of reading up on all this, and I thought, what does that mean? But it seems to mean that sort of looking after people with physical problems and mental problems are sort of treated equally. Is that right?
Yeah, so if you look at the way NHS spending is made at the moment, we spend more on hospital care than we spend on community care. We spend more on physical health than we do on mental health. So although Norwich is a big spender of mental health services, it's only about 15% of our budget. The other 85% goes into physical health services. Now that means that you want to try and invest more in mental health, but of course to do it when there's no new money coming in, you have to find savings elsewhere, and that is a challenge. You can't do that in a year without putting other services at risk, but gradually we need to find ways of bringing mental health services to the same kind of standards as others. That isn't just about how much money you put into it, it's also about what you expect from it.
And as someone who's in charge of a CCG and obviously spending all this money on buying the services, how much of a challenge is it for you, you know, deciding where the money goes and negotiating with the trusts and all that kind of thing?
It is a challenge because every provider currently in the NHS in Norfolk and across the country is saying there are financial pressures in the system. And so I've not yet met a provider over the last 2 years that said, actually, we're fine. So balancing that is a challenge. One of the things that we're looking to do is invest much more in community services, trying to restore the link between mental health and local GPs, trying to improve access to community services in the hope that the earlier we can support people, the fewer need the more acute the sort of hospital-based care that some patients currently need.
We mentioned earlier that there's going to be a new chief executive in the
yes.
Mental Health Trust and fairly imminently, quite soon. Someone's texted in to say changing the top will not make any difference. The problems are in the middle management in the trust. Is that something you recognise?
Well, I don't have a detailed understanding of all the personnel within the trust. I think leadership is important. They've had a new director of nursing over the last few months and now a new chief executive. I know both and have a lot of confidence in them. I think it will make a difference. Organisations have to be strongly led. They have to set out very clear principles about the quality of care, about listening to patients, about working with commissioners and working with the system as a whole. Michael's got a good track record of doing that, and I'm quite optimistic.
Yes, he's going to be the new chief executive. So thank you very much for coming in. Jonathan Fagg, who is the Norwich CCG chief executive. And the text just come in from Dan in King's Lynn saying, I'm a service user and I'm worried about the disproportionate cuts to the mental health service. And Dan says, I've at last been offered appointments after a year of being forgotten about. He says, in that time, my problems are worse. I've started self-harming again. And the woman I'm seeing is nice, but hard to understand. She's a locum from Portugal. She's helpful, but I've got just 12 weeks of this help, and I'm concerned about what happens next, 9 weeks from now. Some of the anxieties coming in, we've heard from other people who use the service as well, very worried about the future. Dan, thank you very much for your text this morning. And Nick Conrad, this is something that you'll be taking on your programme after nine.